what gives me confidence when I'm looking for those guys' trouble? I'm not looking for all the things I'm saying. I'm not saying it with the confidence that if anything happens, I'm the one that will be taking responsibility. I'm saying it in the name of my cousin. I'll give you an example. Let's say I want to eat their conflicts now. I will not say, please give me conflicts. I need some conflicts. I'm a bit hungry. No. You know what I'll do? I will go in the name of my cousin. Because I know my cousin is an SS2 student. And they will most probably be afraid of him. So everything I'm collecting, everything, and you know those days, we used to call it obtaining. Everything I'm obtaining is in the name of my cousin. So when I go with such instructions, as much as I'm present physically, as much as the words are coming out through my vocal cords, they are hearing and they are seeing my cousin, the SS2 students, instructing them to do this bidding. I hope you understand what I'm saying. That's how it works for them. So they came back. The receiving party was not seeing the 72 people. No. The receiving party were seeing people that were part of the family of Christ. They were seeing Christ. That's why I said Jesus Christ decided to replicate himself in them. Now, not only did Jesus Christ send them, and obviously, they must have seen Jesus Christ's signature on them. Jesus Christ told them, immediately they came back, he said, yes, he told them, verse 18, Luke 10, verse 18, he said, I saw Satan falling from heaven as a flash of lightning. Now, saw is past tense, right? That means before you guys went out for that expedition, I already taken care of business. You know what it means to take care of they first of all deal with Goliath first. You look for the most fearful and the most worthy warrior, and you take care of him like a pack of cards. How much more the millions and the servants? Obviously, fear would befall all of them. So their success story was a function of the fact that the boss had been taken care of. Do you remember when David killed Goliath? He said the Israelites chased the Philistines and caught up with them and killed so many of them they could catch. What made them subject was that their boss had been taken care of. So Jesus Christ did same, and they came back with Joseph. And that is just a summary of how Jesus Christ deals with each and every one of us now. The boss had been taken care of on the cross. And what happens? By extension, everybody that carries the name of Jesus Christ, what the devil sees is someone who has come in the name of that champion and is giving instructions. So the question now is, if that is the case, why then does it seem like these guys read their ugly heads and seem to be stubborn? Like Luke 9:19 says, I have given you authority over all power of the enemy, and you can walk among snakes and scorpions. Nothing will injure you. Insurance policy. What made Jesus Christ so sure was the fact that the most difficult boss, he had made a mincemeat of him. So every other person is just a minion or a slave. However, what makes it, what has happened or what is happening, that it seems like these guys are supposedly defeated. The kingdom authority has been given to us. But for some reason, it seems like we are not exercising or exhibiting our kingdom authority. No, it always bothered me. Sometimes you even go and you read it in the Bible and you seem like you go and replicate it and you don't get the same results. So you wonder, why? Because if these questions don't come to you, it means that you are not at any time bothered on why there's not an alignment in terms of the kingdom blessings. You know, the Old Testament is a shadow of things to come. If at all you are enjoying the blessings of Abraham, one of the blessings of Abraham was influence. He said, I know Abraham. Even his household, he will command his household to follow me. Now, Abraham's household is not just Sarah and Isaac. Remember when Abraham was going for a war, he carried 316 men from his household, those are servants, to go to war. So Abraham exercised authority and he enforced peace by a function of the strength and the authority he had. Therefore, if that was Abraham's blessing, it is also your blessing. Do you agree? You must first of all believe that it is yours before you desire that you even want to acquire or operate in that level. So my question is, does authority change or does authority increase or reduce? From what I read, the moment you believe in Jesus Christ and you become a citizen of heaven, is a name and a badge attached to you that gives you authority. However, I've noticed that the exhibition of power differs. So there is no doubt that once you become in the family of Christ, such authority is given to you. Just like a five-year-old, seven-year-old, 10-year-old, as long as he's a child, he's also given such authority. However, the problem is not in whether the authority is there. The problem is the wielding of that authority. The wielding, or rather, the exercising of that authority. I think that's where the issue is. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you because you have given me authority. I thank you because you have given us authority. I thank you because you never left us handicapped, or you never left us as at the whims and caprices of the evil one. However, Lord, bring me up to speed with what you have already given me. Kaswaka tana katoskeze, mambaga dagabosko, salaba, ikangaga, sokotoskusan kanka. Sokotoskozo kosuda, ampan kandosko zalabakados. Once upon a time, I was meditating on this thing, I couldn't just understand it. Why will it be that sometimes the exercising of authority seems like it's difficult? Galatians chapter 3, verse 29. He said, if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed. Here's according to the promise. Let me lead and read another one. If you be Christ, then you will be Abraham's seed. Here's according to the promise. What I am saying, I'm reading from NIV now. What I'm saying is that as long as the heir is underaged, he is no different from a slave, although he owns the estate. The Bible says we own all things. Even the devil is subject to us through his name. But what is he saying? Say what I'm saying. NIV says what I'm saying is that as long as the heir is underage, he is no different from a slave, although he owns the whole estate. Let's look at another version. NKJV says, as long as the heir is a child, he differeth not from a servant, and though he's Lord of all. Let me read NASB. No, Amplified. Now, that's what I mean is that when I talk about children and their guardians, is this. as long as the child does not as long as he's a child, it doesn't differ from a slave, even though he is future owner and master of the estate. So as I was saying, I was thinking about what is the issue? Why is it that some Christians look to be more favored than others by God? Why is it seems that one people exercise authority and it looks like they get results, and others attempt to exercise the same authority and it looks like they don't get results? I'll give you what I saw, and I'll give you, we'll go and get a scriptural example. Right? I closed my eyes and I saw a baby carrying a sword. Do you hear what I said? I saw a baby carrying a sword. Now, the issue is this. I felt like these babies that sit down, you know, those ones that are still playing all those Lego stuff, but the sword was in his hand. So the issue was this. Will you be afraid of a man carrying a sword or a baby carrying a sword? The reason why you will not be afraid of a baby carrying a sword is because you know that the baby, as much as he owns the sword, as much as he has the sword, he most probably does not know how to wield the sword. He most probably does not know how to exercise his power through that sword. And I came to a certain level of understanding that as long as the heir is a child, what happens? He's not different from a servant. Have you ever seen a servant going to go and call somebody before? He doesn't talk with authority. He doesn't talk with confidence because he is not fully up to date with his status in the house. Sometimes, it's even some other servants that be telling him that, do you know that your father is the owner of this place? The way you are behaving like consciousness. Everybody should say consciousness. Father, Lord, I thank you for a renewing of my mind, an upgrading of my consciousness, an upgrading of my consciousness. An upgrading of my consciousness. Kasa katatete, mambakando skedegebusko, shalabata katosko, nankam bagabans kan sakaba, swagadaskin siketeskiza, mampakantoskozo, mampakabababa, shankantoskozo gobo, sampankan strong kopokotoskozo, sabagadans kan sakara bagadusko. Father, Lord, I am conscious of who I am in Christ Jesus. I'm a son, and authority and power has been given to me to wield all the resources in the estate, and I do so without fear and without favor. Shakana Kadoske, Mampakantosko Zele, Dugoboskuzan Kampaga Bagaba, Rabaga Dagabababa, Shida Gampan Kamposkon Sakadaba. Consciousness. This morning we spoke about the fact that Jesus Christ said, ought not this daughter of Abraham, 18 years she was subject, I don't want to open the text now because I'm opening something else, but she was, although she's a daughter of Abraham, meaning that she's an inheritor, or she's meant to enjoy the inheritance. What was one of Abraham's inheritance? Long life and length of days. Did you ever hear that Abraham was sick and no good health? What happened? Ought not this daughter of Abraham? That means it is doesn't match that a daughter of Abraham is experiencing such bondage. But guess what? Was she conscious? It took somebody that was conscious of his authority to deliver her from an 18 years bondage. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for the word. Thank God for scriptures. Thank God for apostles and prophets and pastors for not allowing her to stay in ignorance. But guess what? It took somebody that was conscious of his authority given by God to deliver that woman. She was a descendant of Abraham. The blessing of Abraham is meant to be exercising through her life and to be seen, but yet it seemed like the devil had sway over her. This is a month where we are exercising believers, as believers, our blessing, enforcing the blessings we have in Abraham. Why do we need to enforce it? Because many a times, through ignorance, the devil holds them who are free captive. Hence, we pray. Also, the greatest question is that, Dixon, why, if the Bible has said that God has given us all this authority and the devil are subject to us, and by our words we alter things in the spirit and we see the manifestation in the physical, why then all this prayer? Why then all this fasting? Why then all this meditation? Is a valid question. Because the moment you can answer the question, you will see the need for it. And you don't need to be begged. And you don't need to be cajoled to do that which you are meant to do. Matthew 17, verse 13. Then the disciples understood. Let me go to verse 14. When they came a crowd, a man approached Jesus and knelt before him. He said, "Lord, have mercy on my son." He asked.